Jeans. I'm very lesbian today. Oh yes, I'm just covering my fat and I have it slightly girdled. Now we need to have some pleases and some goddess. Let me make sure I'm recording all this crap before I start. Yeah, I'm recording. Okay, let's see. Oh, I just farted and I forgot to tape it. I'm sorry about that. This I have to send to Andy Melton. Okay, let's see. Perfectly normal or please? What'll it be, audience? Bicycle Mark is there. Maybe Bicycle Mark can call in today. Who else is there on the Skype? Bicycle Mark. Marcus Couch is there. And Cheryl's mother is there, too. All right. Let's just do some... Do we have, hello? I asked a question. Please. Okay, please wins. Okay, I'm getting ready. I'm not really awake. I have my coffee right here. I made a nice foamy cappuccino. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a short show because I have to do that goddamn Hagatha bullshit today. Hopefully she'll really show up this time and I won't have to fly solo again.
Please don't worry about an unwanted pregnancy. The sexual attraction is normal.
Please,
but you
don't
have to
worry
control
about
it.
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts
please
anywhere
don't
from
worry.
Three to
please
seven
don't
days.
Make fun of him
it's
at this
normal.
Time.
We call that the gang phase or the homosexual
the
phase.
The gang rape.
Where boys are interested in boys and girls
please
are interested in girls.
Please don't do that.
Hello? Hello? Am I on again?
Phase of emotional
I'm sorry about that, people. Really sorry about that. You know what happened? Same thing as yesterday. I left that fucking tape in. Oh, it's still in. Oh, no. I'm not taping it today, but I had the tape in that I was playing before the program. Oh, there. With that ugly Cheryl. You don't hear nothing? You don't hear nothing? Oh, you're right. You don't hear nothing. Hello? Now do you hear nothing? Hello? God damn it. This is such a fucking pain in the goddamn big asshole. So anyway, so... Oh, Vera, my cleft palate. Hold on. I got a hole. I got several holes. All right. Did I say cleft palate? I didn't mean cleft palate. Would I? Hair lip. I need to discombobulate while I wait for Auntie Vera to call me. Meanwhile, I will...
Israeli...
No, not that. Let's listen to headlines. I haven't listened to them today. You can listen to them with me, and you can all go get fucked if you don't want to hear them. I need to discombobulate, so just bear with me. I'm fucking assholes. It would be nice if somebody called in, too. You're banned? Who's banned? Nobody should be banned. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, so I fixed that problem. I think I semi-figured out the problem with... The Flash yesterday, because Chris Weagle had the same problem when he was trying to do the post show, so I felt very dignified, vindicated. Basically, it's all Flash's fault. It's been a known bug since summer of 2007. Adobe has chosen not to fix it, and the world sucks. The end. Hold on. Democracy Now. Hello. Layups. Just for a little while I drink my coffee. Deal with it. Oh, Archer's there. Maybe Archer can call in. Archer, you want to call in?
From Pacifica,
I never talk to you on the show.
Is Democracy Now. I believe that we're going to do well tomorrow, and I believe that that's going to be a very significant message to the country.
We know that this has been an extraordinary election and continues to be, and we're working as hard as we can to try to do well.
And I'm working on my white voice really hard.
Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
That was bad.
Tests that could decide the fate of the Democratic presidential nomination. Then tensions are rising in South America after Colombian troops kill a leading FARC.
This sucks because I'm going right to that exact region.
Ecuador and Venezuela have shut down their embassies in Bogota and ordered troops to the Colombian border. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Voters are heading to the polls today in Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont in a day that's been described as Super Tuesday 2.
She is nuts.
Many political analysts say Hillary Clinton needs to win in either Texas or Ohio to stay in the race. During a campaign rally on Monday in Toledo, Ohio, Clinton suggested the race has a long way to go.
And I believe that we're going to do well tomorrow.
Perfectly
and I believe
normal,
that that's going to be
normal,
a very significant
normal,
message to the country.
Normal,
and then we
normal,
move on to Pennsylvania and the
normal,
states still ahead.
Perfectly normal.
So I'm just getting warmed up.
Normal,
Senator Barack Obama's campaign
normal,
stops on Monday, including San Antonio, Texas.
More frequently so you can learn
President
to relax.
Has been working hard on her behalf.
Hard on. He said hard on.
So, we know
it is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere
and
from 3 to 7 days.
We're working
it's
as
normal.
Hard as we can to try to do
Please
well.
Remember
but,
that during
but
sexual excitement, the body of the
uterus
is much more rigid than the head of the penis, and that's why
referring to the Republican race, Arizona Senator John McCain could secure enough delegates tonight to win his party's nomination.
Please
in other campaign news, the Associated Press
kindly,
has obtained a memo
firm.
Confirming one of
treat
Senator Obama's senior economic advisors met on February 8th with Canadian consulate officials to discuss Obama's criticism of NAFTA. The memo said Obama's public critique of the trade deal should be seen as, quote, as more about political positioning than a clear articulation of policy plans. Obama's economic
Yes, Vera. Or no, I'm Strawn Crute. That was Hillary talking about the uterus. Hillary, I have this opportunity to interview Hillary all of a sudden. I just decided. Let me call her. Bring Hillary. Hillary, do you think Bill is going to interfere with your campaign and your presidency too?
He is not able to produce sperm cells, and in that way will not be able to have any children. But he's a perfectly normal male.
Oh, but Mrs. Clinton, Senator Clinton, I'm sorry, Senator Clinton, I'll call you. But what do you mean he doesn't produce children? He already produced little Chelsea.
He may even be somewhat awkward in his movements at this time, and this, too, is perfectly normal.
But the thing is, Hillary, let's be honest. You really need to get him out of your life. I mean, Bill Clinton has a big nose, and he's very ugly, and he sat on Monica Lewinsky's face.
Please don't add to his troubles.
So, what do we do then when it comes to health care, since you're so tied in with the pharmaceutical industry, apparently you get a lot of money from them.
Those adults who are blocked in this phase from developing normally are called homosexuals.
Wait a second, that wasn't the answer to the question I asked, but it's an interesting topic to switch to because you sound very homophobic, Mrs. Clinton. I mean, that's a week ago you were saying you'd march in gay parades, now you're saying it's abnormal. What's that about?
Some men worry when they notice that the erect penis has a sort of angle to it. This is perfectly normal. Please don't worry about it.
I heard that your husband likes to get gang raped by boars, by large boars with those corkscrew pigs. Is that true?
This, too, is perfectly normal. And this is what you can expect. And this usually takes place when you have an orgasm.
I don't know about that, Hillary. Not sure. Anyway, I want to go back to the homosexual issue. How can you be so sure that it's illegal to be, that it's immoral to be gay and that it's wrong? I mean, how do you know that maybe it's not normal, perfectly normal for men to put sperm in each other's minginas for the rest of their lives, Mrs. Clinton?
We call that the gang phase or the homosexual phase, where boys are interested in boys and girls are interested in girls. This is a perfectly normal phase of emotional development at this age level.
I just sat on a Hershey bar.
Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mrs. Clinton. That was really good. Yeah, it was. Seriously.
Fist it up the mingits like a glove with a rough around the edge, slippy hands, sticky fingers, abortion, sex fun.
Hello, this is Cheryl Murkowski from the Ugly Department. How may I help you today?
Okay, let's see. Well, you can't. That's mainly the issue. Okay, well, nobody's calling in, so I guess we're going to have to listen to some more Amy Goodman's.
Advisor Austin Goolsbee says his comments about NAFTA were misconstrued by the Canadian officials. Meanwhile, the criminal trial of one of Obama's former friends and fundraisers has begun in Chicago. In 2006, Antoine Rezko was indicted on charges of business fraud and influence peddling. Rezko has raised as much as $200,000 for Obama since 1996 and helped Obama purchase his home. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has arrived in the Middle East one day after Israel pulled its ground forces from Gaza. Rice blamed Hamas for trying to stop the peace process by firing rockets into Israel. Since last week, Israeli troops have killed at least 118 Palestinians. During the same period, Palestinian rocket fire killed one Israeli. Two Israeli soldiers also died in Gaza during the five-day offensive. The Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem has determined more than half the Palestinians killed in the Gaza Strip in recent days were civilians. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert warned Israel would continue to attack Gaza.
One thing I promise you, the armed force and security forces operations will not stop unless and until we achieve the objective of significant reduction in the firing of Qassam and Grad rockets at the residents of Israel.
So we'll just leave fingers scattered all over the Gaza Strip.
Meanwhile, a group of children in Gaza staged a protest Monday using their own bodies to illustrate the suffering of the Palestinians residing in Gaza. The youth staged a mock funeral. Some children laid on the ground, emulating dead bodies, while others stood with chains around their hands. The Washington Post reports House and Senate Democratic leaders are preparing to cave in to threats by President Bush and grant some form of immunity to the telecommunications companies that help the government spy on Americans. The compromise bill would also expand government authority to eavesdrop on the international telephone calls and email messages of U.S. citizens without warrants. In other news from Washington, President Bush is expected to soon veto a bill that would have required the CIA and all intelligence services to abide by the same interrogation standards as outlined in the U.S. Army Field Manual. The Army Manual specifically bans waterboarding, mock executions, the use of electric shocks, beatings, forcing prisoners to perform sexual acts, and depriving prisoners of necessary food, water, or medicine.
Why do you have to be such a nervous Nelly, Amy's? Listen, that reminds me of a story about a fetus. But wait.
Send it to you by International Herald Tribune Audio News.
Let me find the story.
More than 1 in 100 U.S. adults are in prison. For the first time in the nation's history, more than 1 in 100 American adults are behind bars, according to a new report.
That's great.
Nationwide, the prison population grew by 25,000 last year, bringing it to almost 1.6 million, after three decades of growth that has seen the prison population nearly triple.
Okay, well, we talked about that story already. Listen, I want to talk about something. I was thinking about Angie Vera's political, apolitical-ness. Now, you'll notice when she described the fact that she doesn't vote that I was not particularly all that. No. Shut up, Vera. I'm using this as a way to get you to call in. But, no, it's not bad. But I did not really have a response for her political. I was more interested. Sometimes I'm just interested in hearing people's points of view that I normally don't talk to, or they don't tell me if they do have those. But I was thinking about it yesterday, and I came to the conclusion that isn't it much better for somebody who is uninformed to not vote, or than for an uninformed person to vote based on all those stupid ads? You know what I mean? Like, if Vera doesn't give a shit about politics, let's say there's a person, like, we'll call her Vera from Alice, the other Vera. I think that was her name. But let's say Vera from Alice does vote. Anti-Vera doesn't vote. Both are the same in that they don't care about ads. They don't care. They watch a lot of television, so they see a lot of stupid political ads. And they don't really bother analyzing them or deconstructing them. Mostly they're just eating tea biscuits in the commercials. Watching the commercials, soaking them in subconsciously. So Anti-Vera says, okay, well, I have all this propaganda in my head based on the number of dollars that was spent on the advertisements. But I'm not going to vote because my vote doesn't count. And then Vera oh, my phone's ringing. Hello.
Hello, my darling. Okay. You guilted me into calling you.
Good. No, hang on. I'm not finished disconstructing you. I'm almost done. So just hang there okay. with me and then we'll finish. So Vera from Alice also has the propaganda in her head. And she's like, oh, well, you know, John McCain likes crocodiles, so I'm going to vote for Barack Obama because he wears a turban. You know, all this stupid propaganda. So Vera from Alice is voting based on that garbage propaganda, therefore encouraging the system of vote buying via Madison Avenue. So I don't know. I think it's kind of I think it's an interesting point of view. I think it's kind of good if somebody who's really not informed and interested in the political process doesn't vote, rather than somebody who is, you know, retarded voting. Not that you're retarded, Vera. I'm not saying that.
Maybe I understand.
What do you think of my analysis?
I think it's a fascinating concept, but I also believe that the majority of the voters in this country are like Vera from Alice.
I do too.
They are spoon-fed the crap that they see on television, and they believe it.
Right. So maybe this get out the vote should be don't vote if you're a moron. Maybe that should be the campaign.
Well, the problem with morons is they never know they're morons.
But then again, there's a lot of people who don't vote who are very well informed, but they don't vote because the system is totally corrupt. So I don't really know. All I know is I vote, and I have the right to vote, and if you don't want to vote, you don't have to.
Well,
titties.
There's something else this morning. I've never seen you in a T-shirt, and I'm telling you that my little area is getting a little chubbiness, and that's pretty good at my age.
That's pretty scary for me, though. I'm a lesbost. I do not want to get men's heart, especially gay
men's.
I'm a lesbo.
You can't help it. You can't help it because there is this electric, unbelievable energy that flows from you like diarrhea from a visitor to Mexico, and it's just unbelievable. What you do? Yeah,
which little area? There's nothing little.
Well, no reason to be cruel.
I was talking about mine. I'm sorry. I just realized they were talking about your area.
Yeah, my area.
Oh, oopsie. I would never be cruel to Auntie Vera.
Don't be cruel to your auntie, though. Like, I'm so sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's new, Vera? Talk about something. I heard all over.
That's why you want people to call in. You want people to call in to take the onus off of you, baby, so you can slack off there and rub your titties.
How long does it take you to figure this shit out?
I told you
I have a problem with my cleft palate.
I was telling that joke when I was 16 years old, and that was a long time ago, Madge.
You're a cunt.
I am, and I'm proud. I wear a T-shirt that says I'm proud to be a cunt.
I asked everybody that day, I said, have I told the hair lip joke? But I'm actually glad that you let...
You just went away.
What happened?
Me.
Yeah, I know. I know, I know, I know. I think my browser had crashed again. Hold on. It did crash. It, like, totally crashed.
Can they hear us?
They cannot. Hold on. So don't... But that doesn't mean be talking about confidential shit.
I won't be talking about anything.
Oh, my God. I hate this. Would you tell them in the chat room, though, that
we
are aware of the problem and currently prolapsing our vaginas? Or you don't have a vagina. I do.
I know.
It's so confusing, these gender roles. I found an interesting article in the news in the internet about trannies from do you know who Alexandra Billings is?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, you should meet her. Alexandra Billings, one of our famous, most famous. Hold on. You there, Vera? Excuse me.
I'm here.
Okay. Alexandra Billings is by Chicago standards, she was one of our famous transsexuals. And she's an actress, and she now lives in Hollywood, and she does small parts for Law and Order or enemies, extra parts. But she had a sex change. She used to do a lot of acting here in things like Vampire Lesbians of Sodom. But anyway, she does a blog. It's called Stilettos and Heels. And she's a very interesting person. I think you'd like, I think you should at least look at her blog, and maybe you can eventually be friends with her. She was on Q-Potter for a while and put like, but she used it to put her promo wheel on there thing. So I'm not sure.
Huh? I want to be.
Hello. What did you say?
Hello. I said I hate everybody, Madge. Why the fuck would I want to be friends with her? Are you still there?
I have no idea.
Okay, I can hear you.
I'm still there. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I have no idea why you would want to be friends with her.
Okay.
I just figured, you know, you're in your house all day. Maybe you want some friends that are like-minded. Even though you're not. I think you're both in Hollywood, and why not? I don't know. Just read her fucking blog. What the fuck am I talking about? Our show isn't even on
know.
Yet.
Hold Get on. Your goddamn show back.
Now this
on
is
here.
Still on the. We're still on the podcast, so we're not like totally not being recorded. You know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay. My vagina is the issue here. I'm going to have to start doing it from my cunt top, though, because this is all fucked. How now? God, I hate this fucking Flash software. It's such a bunch of crap. USB class. I know you don't. Darling.
I don't know any sex.
Darling. Hello? Okay, now I have to switch the microphone. One sex, cunt. I, Christ, on a stick with a clitoris. Jesus Christ, I'm a whore. Tell those idiots to wait.
I'm telling them to wait.
What's so funny?
You said tell them idiots to wait.
I did. Tell them that, though. You don't mince my words. Tell them exactly what I said. Okay, I think it's working out now. Let me switch. Okay, it should be back on in a sex cons. Just got to make sure. But we're going to be through the internet here. So let's put on my vagina. There we go. And let's say built-in input. Don't fucking crash, please. Oh, it's going to crash again, Vera.
Okay, what do I tell them?
Tell them to get fucked. Hold on. This sucks so much fucking ass. I hate this fucking douche flash shit. Hold on, we're still trying. Tell them not. Tell them Madge says specifically not to go fuck themselves.
Okay. Madge.
Madge says, bear with her, not to go fuck yourself.
Bear with her.
Not to go fuck yourself.
Not to go fuck
yourself. I emphasize the not. Broadcast now. Let's see here. Log in. Log in? I already logged in, you fucking douche. Yeast Radio. Mm-hmm. Keep me signed in. This is so retarded. Ustream is fucked. Why don't they make it work with this fucking Flash bullshit?
I'm not the person that can help you with that problem.
Uh-huh.
I have a little button that turns my computer on and off, and basically...
Like a clitoris?
I struggled with that for the first couple of years.
Like a clit?
Yeah, like a clit. Except it's not as soft and it doesn't stink.
Oh, a hard clit.
Yeah, a hard clit.
Clitoris
speaking.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to reboot into... This is fucking ridiculous. I'm going to have to reboot into Windows and try it that way. This is ridiculous. You know what? I'm going to cry.
I killed the show. No. I came on and I killed your show, Magula.
You sure did. How are you going to make it up to me?
I don't know.
Now remember, we're still being recorded. This is still
I know. I'm not stupid. Christ's sake, if anything, I'm fucking intelligent, Madge.
Right.
That's why I don't.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. I know what I wanted to ask you. So has being on this show, it helped you get more audience?
I have had a couple of...
Jesus Christ, honest. Sorry, what was your answer?
A couple of people have written me emails saying that they found me through Madge, and so that's a great thing. But I can never tell. See, Madge, I don't know how to tell how many people are listening to me or how many people...
Well, in general... Oh, you don't know how to tell? That's probably best. I kind of don't look most of the time, so that's probably just...
I mean, there's numbers that show... Number of downloads that Pod Show shows...
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem to jive with what information I get from like people saying that I listened and so I don't know, are those numbers right? Are those Podshow numbers right?
Podshow numbers are right. Mm-hmm.
And what do they mean by downloads? Is that anybody listening to the show? It becomes a download.
Anybody who downloads your show, it's just like what it says. So if they
what if they listen on that Mashboard thing?
I don't know if that counts. I would think it would, but I don't know. That's a good question. The only way to find out would be to test it, I guess. Watch it crash again, yeah. All right, meanwhile, I'm going to reboot this. I'm going to reboot the cunt top into Windows while I try this. This is retarded. Did you tell them it's Ustream's fault because they suck?
Yeah, I'll tell them right now. It's you.
I was just wondering, because I was just wondering if I got you any audience. My audience isn't that huge myself, but I think I just got the feeling a lot of people were going to start to listen.
How could you not have a huge audience? You've been doing this for 900 years.
That's the problem. Over those 900 years, every one of my listeners at some point, they love it when I complain about things and everything, but as soon as I make fun of them, the people who don't have the thickest skin on earth, they ditch the show. That's how it works. So, like, I'm mean to everybody. I don't discriminate. I attack all creeds, races, religions, lesbiannesses, and everything. Yes, but everybody, and I don't care who they are, me too, everybody has a line. The line that really pisses them off and just, you know, the line that you just can't cross. And I cross it with pretty much everyone. And as soon as I cross your line, not yours in particular, but yours in... the collective you, then they stop listening, and then hopefully they start listening again. But that's how I've lost
aren't
my
they, aren't they a lot people of my that audience. Don't understand who Madge is, who you are? Aren't those the people that fall by the wayside?
Not necessarily. Sometimes they're just assholes. No, sometimes it's just when you cross that line.
Well, what kind of line? Give me an example of what kind of line.
Oh, gosh.
I'm really interested.
It's really hard. There's been tons of them. But let's say if I say, somebody an idiot, I don't know. I can't think of an example. This is terrible.
Okay. I know. And plus
you're a stupid fucking idiot and you don't know goddamn thing about anything, a lot of times it's not when I talk about their race or something. It's about when I talk about them specifically and I go on a rant. Like, let's say I say, you, Andy Vera, you are stupid. You just sit there and I attack. And then you get your feelings hurt. You take it personally and you never come back. And you have a grudge because you got hurt.
I see.
It's like a pain. It's like a that.
So somebody taking it personally as opposed to realizing what's going on actually in the situation, which is... that's Madge. That's mm-hmm. who Madge is.
Right. And of course, sometimes I tell people not to listen to the show.
Yes.
I tell them, you're uninvited. You are no longer allowed to listen to my show. I guess that's pretty strong, too. You know.
I don't know. I think it works for who you are.
Thank you. A lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're in Windows now. Let's see if Windows.
And a hurts and smells.
What hurts?
A lesbian with food allergies and a hurts and smelling gine.
Okay, I hope there's somebody still out there. This sucks, too, because I'm going to have to stop at 12.
There's 23 viewers still.
I have more viewers when I don't actually do a show. That's fascinating. This is really great. When I'm not broadcasting, I have more viewers.
I think it's the excitement of waiting to see what's going to happen. Like, if you come back and you'll be stark naked with your boobies in the right in the camera.
That's
That
is exactly what's going to happen.
You're
so
your mastectomy
smart.
Scars and right everything. Into the camera.
You got it. I live for my audience. Oh my God, there's this show called The Women of Genesis? Live Rationally? Ugh. See, they always feature all this Jesus-y crap. I mean, why is it okay to feature Jesus on all these websites when Jesus, or not Jesus, but all these religious shows, when they're just so bigoted and hateful? I mean, they exclude gay people.
That's all religion is. That's all religion is, Matt. It's a reason to hate other people. To hate anybody but who we are. That's what every religion promulgates.
Yeah.
Religion is
the bane of
the planet's existence. Well, you may not know, but I know for a fact that that's the case. And don't you argue with me, baby. I'll find you. I know where you live.
How do you know? Oh, my God. I think it might be working. But let me see if I can switch to the audio in. Hold on. Is this working?
Hold on.
I think this might be working. Hello, are we working now? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Can the chat room hear us?
And I think they can hear you, too.
Okay.
Tell them to refresh their browsers.
Oh, there you are. You're on with me, so you must be some psychic enemy said, come on my tit.
Hello, not gonna. What have you people been saying about me? Oh, my God. The video quality is on high. By the way, I'm using Windows now. I couldn't get it to work at all under... I need to... Let me change the video quality. I look too realistic.
Oh, so, Matt, now that we're back on the air with everybody, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you ever listened to my podcast?
Yes.
You did?
I listened to it the other day. When I was babysitting, I was in the basement. I didn't listen to it for very long, but I did listen to it.
You mean you didn't listen to the whole thing?
No, but I will.
I should hope you would. I mean, it's only fair. No, it's the kind of podcast that you despise because it's an awful lot of I love my lovies.
Right. Well, you said I love you my lovies 3 times within the first 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And that's great, but it kind of was a bit much in the space I was in mentally. So I decided I will definitely listen to your show, Grim, but I have to, I don't listen to things out of obligation, so when I feel like it, I will definitely. But, you know, it is this lovey, lovey, lovey. I wanted to puke.
I understand completely, but tough shit. Listen to it anyway.
But your okay, that's fair. And I of course, enjoy your characters. I didn't realize you do characters on the show. But most importantly, I subscribe to the show, which means I am a download. At least one. Actually, I'm 2 downloads because I have a couple different computers.
Oh, wonderful. I'm very glad. I'm very grateful for that, darling.
Madge looks like Mama from Mama's Family. I'll take that as a compliment. Why do you ask?
If you listen?
Yeah.
Because I don't know that you fully know who I am, and my show pretty much except this is the absolute dichotomy and the absolute weirdest thing about those enormous jugs. About
Mine's?
My show and about me in general. I despise humanity. Absolutely think that humanity has gone to shit and they're a bunch of idiot jerks. But
yes,
the people that listen to me, the people that I call my lovies, because that's what Auntie Vera Charles calls people that she likes, I feel such a strong affinity and I am so grateful that people would give me a half an hour of their time and listen to me that I suddenly found myself, instead of being the bitchy, hateful, nasty, spiteful, bitter old thing that I am, I found that a gentleness came out of me and a genuine affection came out of me for people that listen to me. So what happens is when I sit down in front of the fucking microphone and I'm ready to start a bitch fest, what the overwhelming emotion I get is, gosh, there are actually people out there that are giving me a half an hour of their time and listening to me. And so that's what's I know it's really exciting, and it's a great topic of conversation, and you don't give a shit because you don't have to talk because I'm doing all the talking. So you're just a happy lesbian.
I get to do my hair. I'm just watching people be mean. You know, you people, when you're insulting my guests, you're insulting my show too. So if you say Vera is nasty and then you say Madge is pretty, that doesn't mean shit, okay? And DVD is probably just Cheryl Murkowski anyway. Who else would call themselves DVD? It would have to be Cheryl or one of Cheryl's minions.
I wasn't even reading the chat. Were they?
Well, they said somebody says Vera gets offended about anything. I've never heard Vera get offended. If she is, and nobody who can gets offended easily is ever going to stick with this show more than one or two episodes. That's what we were talking about off show, off Grum. And by the way, I need to explain. Sorry, Vera, I just ruined my palate. My cleft Kennedy bank.
You stuffed birds.
I'm running the. My program wouldn't work. I tried all the computers. I tried all the fixes. I went through the bulletin boards last night. I spent hours on this. It happened to Chris Weigel too. This Flash is fucked up. It's got a million bugs in Leopard. It's completely fucked. And there hasn't been a new version. Then the problem's been going on forever. And so I ended up having to run this through Windows. So I'm actually speaking to you through Windows now on a Macintosh. It's the only way I could get it to work.
That's because Windows is the only stable platform. You know that, don't you?
Oh, now you're seeing that. Now you're crossing my line. Oh, yeah.
I knew I'd find your line, look at baby. I'd find it.
Look at now. DVD is getting very angry. DVD.
Vera must die now? Oh, my God. I've never had a death threat before.
Mark, can you call in? I don't know. I thought...
Oh, Jesus. I'm not good enough for you, you bitch.
Yeah, maybe you are too sensitive. Mark, no, I want Mark to respond to if he listened to yesterday's show. I have an obligation to allow him to respond to the to Max's gold discussion. I certainly wouldn't. I have to be fair and a lesbian. Please call now because I only have till about 20 more minutes. You can stay on, Vera, so shut the fuck up, dumb bitch. God, she is sensitive. What a whore. Or no, I'll call you, Mark. I see you on my doingly. I'm calling Mark now, and you're still there, so don't cry. Anyway, you should all subscribe to Vera's show, which is...
VeraSpeaksPodShow.com, or easier, you can find me on iTunes at Vera Speaks For Real.
Okay. Mark?
Yes, hello? Is my thing working?
Yeah, I hear you fine. DVD right. Says it's podshow.podshow.podshow.com. If they search for Auntie Vera on iTunes, will that work? Because that would be much easier.
Auntie Vera Charles on iTunes or okay. Vera Speaks For Real on iTunes.
Okay, because Auntie Vera Charles, that's easier to remember. Okay. Listen. Oh, I haven't been recording this. So, Mark, did you hear the show yesterday?
I didn't get finished with it because I turned on the Ustream. I'm not going to say how this sucks. We know it sucks. And for some reason, yesterday's episode just started playing. And I'm sitting here chatting, I guess, to myself. Everybody's being douchey towards me about gold. I thought it was just because everybody's such epic pieces of shit.
But you didn't hear that part. That part, right. That was, yeah. That part, so, right. But that's so the part I wanted you to hear, but you didn't hear the whole thing then, right?
It cut off, and then suddenly I got into this, and there you are.
Okay, because just so you know, it is on the audio podcast in, like, the last 3 hours or something.
Okay, so, I'm on the first 20 minutes already of the audio on my way back.
Anyway, Mac, so you can't really...
I heard.
Oh, okay.
Well, I heard the beginning of what he said, but maybe I should probably... Because he was talking about how, you know, we can't live in a sort of... We don't live in a utopia. You brought that up. And how, when it comes to living in this world, you gotta make some kind of a choice. And so when given the choice between investing in a dollar and investing in gold, you choose gold because it accomplishes the goal that he's seeking, which is... to take down the dollar because it's such a bad currency in terms of what it does in the world. I feel like I just did homework.
That's about fair, I think. Yeah.
The only thing I was writing to myself. Did Vera go?
No, I'm here. I'm just.
She's there. She's she's playing with herself about my breasts. I'll show you my breasts.
Hi, Mark. You're really Skypey, so I can't. You're kind of.
I hear you. I hear you fine though, so don't worry. And I'm going to show Vera.
Oh, you know what? I think I have.
Vera, a show.
You have what, Mark?
BitTorrents. I got to turn that off.
Okay. But Vera, you can watch my breasts because I know you're bored.
I love to watch your breasts. Okay. You're the only breasts that I love to watch, Madge.
You can feel free to moan as Mark and I talk, masturbate your hole, or you don't.
Not my shtick. You know, I'm an upright citizen.
Well, upright citizens don't get laid. Or masturbate their hoes.
There's no such thing as sex. According to my parents, there's no such thing as sex.
Well, how'd they make you?
Uh, there's a fairy that comes into the room when you first get married, and it asks you, do you want to have babies? And you say yes or no, and then you say when you'd like to have the babies, and then the fairy goes away, and on that date that you asked for the baby, it shows up.
The in stork.
No. The fairy brings it back.
I'm not the
California
stork.
California is such a weird state.
I know. Go eat a pita wrap, honey pie, or look at my breasts.
That's why I'm always telling people that I don't. You know, different parts of the United States are like different cultures. I don't know these stories.
Okay, Mark, can we finish this discussion? Because I only have 15 minutes.
Made that up.
In the chat room. Oh, okay. We got some comments about the golden shower, and then iTunes. Okay. Anti-Vera. And Psychic Enemy says, I don't think Max said he wanted to take down the dollar, but instead was aimed at the economy causing the problem, and the dollar is...
Hey, that's a movie. That's just minutia. I don't think that matters. I think that... I don't think that changes the issue. Whether or not he wants to take down the dollar or hurt the dollar, he's going after the American economy, which is, you know, it's minutia to... Maybe not minutia is the word, but I don't see why that point really matters in this discussion.
I get that in this life, no matter what we're talking about, sometimes you have to make choices between things we don't like, and sometimes none of those choices are actually good. It's just lesser degrees of evil, like elections. I know a lot of people are going to vote for Obama or Hillary, and those choices are not.
What did you say, whore?
I said. DVD said after yesterday's show, I don't hate Max as much anymore, but DVD wants me to die.
Okay,
the hell did I do?
Maybe you should.
But I still say that when it comes to...
Keep smiling, you little shit.
I'm testing that little discussion we had earlier while the Skype...
Let me tell you, my line is so fucking thick you couldn't even find it, and if you started across it, you wouldn't make it before you died.
Oh, I'll find it. Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, we got some comments still going in the chat, so I may as well. The U.S. is doing a heck of a job taking down the dollar itself. Dude 2008 says, will the failing dollar create more jobs in the U.S. and ultimately help the economy recover? The only thing that helps a country recover is if you have a fucking depression, so that some progressive policies can be put into place so that you can start evaluating life based on living and not necessarily making money.
I wasn't going to tell this story, but I'm going to because, in the interest of honesty. No, I'm not going to tell the... Shut up! I'm not going to tell the hair lip joke. I ordered I did buy a half-ounce gold piece from the U.S. Mint, and I received it in the mail yesterday, and they did not bill me for it at all. They didn't charge my credit card. It's free. So I'd like to thank the U.S. government for giving me a half-ounce of gold.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? So you wonder why we're losing trillions of dollars. Maybe it's maybe they see the Jewish name and say, oh, maybe it's Israel. Oh, it's Israel. Give them whatever they want.
You should have said you were an Iraqi minister. They'd send you a crate full of rolled up bills.
Yeah.
Because that's what they did. So anyway, I just think that when it comes to the gold or dollar choice, I think people shouldn't invest in either.
But if you earn money, I mean, what do you do then with your money then? Like I'm paid in, well, barely and not for long, but I'm paid in dollars. So what do I do? You know, what are my choices?
You can, and plus being paid in the United States.
Yeah.
But you find a bank.
Yeah, well,
you don't have to just find a bank. You can invest something in something smarter, in something not necessarily.
Like what?
It's all about bringing you returns. But I don't know. Imagine you invest. In
I don't care about returns. I just want to survive.
Organic farming, you know, supporting organic farmers. Something that has more to do with quality of life.
Right, but organic farming is not a currency. It would have to still be in some sort of currency.
In such a business, and you could still make some returns, perhaps. I'm just saying, investing in gold is more about, you know, can I make money off of this? There's no worldly good that comes of investing in sort of commodities. Except, okay, it makes a job for somebody, but then again, being a soldier and killing people is a job. So,
I don't think it's about worldly good. I think it's about survival, and I don't think it's about making money, because gold is a way you survive when empires go away. Precious metals, diamonds, same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
they're all bad. Well, a lot of those are bad.
But
we live in a world that's dependent on all of those. I mean, I have a great friend, and you've heard her on my program before. She's in Ivory Coast, and they're all about chocolate and, well, and she's always been arguing, she's going to come on my program soon, about how people only around Valentine's Day complain about chocolate and, you know, how it's slave labor and it's terrible and you shouldn't buy it. Then she's on the complete opposite side after living there for as long as she has, the last, I don't know, 7 years. She says, actually, you know, kids, it's the job of the children, a lot of children in Ivory Coast. And if people didn't buy any of the chocolate, these kids wouldn't be doing anything. So she's a sort of believer in, if this is the system, this is the system. Don't start getting high and mighty about it. Now, I don't necessarily agree completely. I think there's children shouldn't have to do that. But, you know, I'm more radical. And
but, you know, don't I feel like my taxes that I do pay, which go to, you know, about a third of my income goes, and a large percentage, I was just looking at the percentage of where the budget goes, but an enormous percentage goes to pay for this illegal and immoral war.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like, that sucks too.
Absolutely. So,
anyway. Well, I just wanted you to be able to respond to what Max said, since you weren't there to defend yourself, that's all. Did you have anything else?
No, it was fine.
Yeah.
No, and I've heard, well,
I just hate those. I hate Max. Those debates, and I didn't want to have a debate between you and Max because I thought it would get really stupid. You know,
I thought it was really nice to me. Well, of course, because we're friends. But I've heard on his show recently that he's developed further in terms of explaining. You know, he used to not explain all the way. You also, you know, pushed him a little to explain fully what he means when he says, you know, invest in gold, because he means much more than just buy gold. He's talking about the sort of statement that it makes, and also the effect it could have. I get it more than I used to, but I still don't like it. Especially,
well, you know,
specifically.
I was having a chat with Stacy later on in the afternoon, because I'm a bit concerned about this government not billing me thing, because I'm afraid, what if they try and bill me for the going rate in a month or something? I don't know what to do. But anyway, I don't think they can. Well, whatever. Never mind that. But,
Jewish, it's not fault, says BW Valentine. You just declare yourself Jewish.
But Stacy says, you can't tell how hairy my face is. I've got it on low quality.
That's true.
Not that low.
I got it. I'll make it lower then. Fuck.
If you make it lower, you're going to be pixelated.
I don't already be pixelated.
You're partially pixelated, but you know what? I love the pixelated lady. I tell you,
shouldn't you be ordering a Frappuccino right about now?
No, I hate that shit. I am not a goddamn.
I was talking to your character.
Oh, just a second. What did he say?
I said you should order a Frappuccino. Griselda says black people always order Frappuccinos.
No, I don't order no. I don't know Frappuccino. That don't sound American to me.
What do you get at the Starbucks, sir?
I don't never go to no Starbucks. I don't have the cash. I'm too busy working. I'm a working man. That's all I do,
okay,
is I have to make a living. I don't have time to spend $50 for a cup of coffee, if you understand what I'm saying.
You got a Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't have no $50 for a cup of coffee.
That's fair. Okay.
I have to feed my family.
Listen.
In the chat room here, Brian Roy Lopes says that he talked to a manager of a Starbucks last night, and the whole meeting that they had was to fix their service fuck-ups.
Okay. Well, we talked to Griselda was on the show, and she told us what they did. So maybe you missed that, Brian. Maybe you missed it. Zillafag eats his family. So the Freak Network, I don't know, is this true? Tell me, Zillafag, because, you know, Zillafag is part of the Freak Network. I am too, sort of informally, because I can't really be formally because of my prior commitments with the but is it true, Zillafag, that you're doing that the Freak Network is doing something special for the or should I not say? Maybe I shouldn't say. Never mind. All right. I'm not going to say.
What are all those networks doing these days, anyway?
They have a good network.
Do they have games?
You know,
What makes a network good?
The Freak Network is good because, first of all, it has no business people whatsoever. It doesn't have any ads. It's just a collection of shows of friends, basically, like-minded, retarded people. And the thing is and I do subscribe to the Freak Network feed, and I have for some time, but in the past couple months, it's gotten particularly good. I mean, there's some really, really good, yes, Andy Melton is on there, but he never makes any shows because he's morbidly obese. But there's some really good shows on the Freak Network. It's turned out to be a really good combination. There's a, you know, Zilla Faggot, and I really like what's his face. Tigger has a fantastic show. He plays wonderful music. His show is really great, and Visitronics also, and of course the Pizza Blubber. I'm not advertising for them. There's no reason to. You know, they don't do ads. There's no organization to them whatsoever. So they're not a network like. You know, they don't host anything. It's basically more like a CubePodder where they just have a feed. But
they have meetings. Well, Andy can't go to.
I don't think they have meetings. I think they have a listserv. Well, Pizza Babe can't go either because she's got 7 kids. Are you still there, Vera? Playing with your cunt?
I'm here, darling. It's just the conversation has been so electric that I've been, you know, just involved in it.
You are a cunt. You know that.
I think there's some Jehovah's Witnesses at my door. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Wow.
He's right. You know, they. When I stayed at his house, there's a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses around.
I had a dear friend a long time ago who was so sick of the Jehovah's Witnesses. He was a very, very wonderful flaming queen. And he was so sick of the Jehovah's Witnesses coming to his house that he put on – when they saw them coming up the door and they were about to knock, he put on – just a pair of high heels and stripped everything off his stark naked and answered the door stark naked in high heels. Wow. And he said, and they never came back.
That's fucking great. Did he get any head? This...
Not from a Jehovah's Witness.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told the story, because I knew it'd fascinate you.
You know, there's.
Are we back together now that Bicycle Mark is busy? Are we back together now talking?
Yeah, for 5 more minutes. Because I got to – well, Hagatha's coming over today. This is my busy day where I have to go and I have to chair this particular meeting at 1 o'clock. Then I have to take Hagatha out to lunch because it's the only way she'll do this program with me. And then we have to come back and record a Madge Advice show. And that's why I didn't put my makeup on, because I don't want to do it twice today. I've got zits forever, and then I have my spin class. Oh, I wanted to talk about my spin class yesterday. I was bad because I have this other cervix commitment at 7:30 in the night. And you know, so my friend Tim, he says, let's go to the spin class that I like. It starts at 6:30. It ends at 7:20. That's for those of you who don't know Spanish.
I took French.
Okay. So I said, okay, you know, 10 minutes, I won't shower. It's like it's literally 2 blocks away from the gym to the place where I needed to be. So, BC. So but the guy was the worst kind of spin teacher you ever want to have, Vera. He was a former fatty, a double F.
Oh dear.
So, and the double, and he was insane. One of these, like he had Nelly on high speed. He was like, I am, but it wasn't like the cute Nelly. It was like, I take myself way too seriously and I am just completely. You know, insane kind of Nelly, wearing like a cycling hat in the class.
Organized exercise scares the shit out of me.
Okay. Well, the thing is that he said, well, we're having a race day today. And I'm like, what the fuck's a race day? He's like, we're going to use your baseline. So if you did your homework, I'm not even making this shit up. If you did your homework, you know your resting heart rate. And I'm like, excuse me, what's a homework? And he said, I'm not making this up. He said, he hands me this slip of paper. He says, well, every morning for 5 days, you have to take your resting heart rate, which means blah, 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 blah. And then you need to write it down here and take it divided by 5. And then you have your true resting heart rate. And then you need to use the calculator. There's a calculator over there. And you can figure out what your baseline heart rate is. And then we go with 85% of that. And then that's your
Christ.
Or no, your maximum Jesus heart rate. Then we're going to do 85% of that. And that's your baseline for today. And I'm like, what does that mean? Means you're not going to go any slower than that. And I'm like, okay. But why all the drama? You know what I mean? Like, I go to spin class like Terry, my pro-choice person friend who did it Saturday. I mean, he has very difficult classes, but he doesn't do all this fucking drama. He just says, ride your fucking bike. I mean, the idea of a spin class is kind of retarded because it's like, okay, before I ever went to one, I'm like, well, what do they do? Like, pedal. Like, so what do? Pedal now. Push the pet, push your foot down and up, down, around, up. I mean, and that's exactly what it is. It's like
it's
pedal.
A fucking stationary bicycle, isn't it?
Right.
Right.
And so, no, Zillafag, I don't use a sit and spin, but today's advice show, my question is about is very much about the sit and spin technology with respect to fucking yourself. Seriously, you're going to like this one. It's got a demonstration even. It has Earl again. Anyway, so this Nelly says, we're going to do a run. We're going to do a really hard workout. This is the workout they use to you know, to screen spin teachers. And it's a race day. Na-na-na-na-na. Nelly, 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 belly. And then he's so like anal retentive, he comes around and he tightens the handlebars on everybody in the class, 35 bikes, everybody's bike. And he says, the reason we're doing a running, a race day, is because I ate 3 red velvet cupcakes today and I shouldn't have. Now, this is where the former fatty, this is a perfect example of why former fatties are horrible people and really are very dangerous people and should never lead exercise classes.
I'm with you, baby. I've been a fatty and a former fatty, and I'm a fatty again. So I've
me too.
I've been every side of that spectrum. I've been on.
Totally, you're a yo-yo dieter.
And I would never, in a million years, do anything organized exercise, even when I was skinny.
Play with your vagina.
I don't
circle
have a
jerk.
Vagina.
You have a vagina. If I say you have a vagina, you have a vagina.
Careful, you're going to cross that line, baby.
That's easy. Does anyone know body flex? Okay. All right, I'm going to do one more thing, and then we're going to be done. And I'm going to do this every day until it works.
First of all,
I'm hanging up on Mark because he's not talking. Okay. Hang up. Let's see. And then Cheryl. No problem, Mark. I just... don't feel obligated or bad about it. I can't have too many calls on at the same time. That's fine. And Vera's... Oh, now he's calling again. Where did Vera go? Hold on.
Okay.
What's going on here?
I'm here.
Hello? God damn it. Hold on a second.
Hello?
I need to talk to Cheryl Murkowski, please. This is Madge Weinstein calling long distance.
Sorry, I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm fucking busy.
You said you would... I'm not talking for you, I'm talking for Cheryl. You said that she would call me back. She never did.
Oh, my God.
I heard it, too. I heard that. Get fucked.
She's a cunt. What a fucking cunt. Then don't answer the phone, you whore. Goddamn bitch.
Maybe I set her off.
It wasn't
you,
Vera. No, it wasn't you. All right, well, I guess that's it. Mark, you took too long. No offense taken, but that was too long. I had to cut you out because Vera was being so engaging. Anyway, it's 12:02, which means I got to get to my classes. Well,
please just remember they're normal and
many
don't
boy
let them
worries
upset.
About
playing
this.
Some
this
listless.
Is normal.
The sexual attraction
please
is very
please
but you
have
intercourse
to control
more frequently
so you can
learn
to relax.
Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
It is an irregular flow of blood from
please
the uterus.
Don't be concerned. Please don't make fun of him at this time. And I said that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side,
please
you
don't
couldn't
add
sit down
to his troubles.
And he felt much easier.
A boy should be assured early in life that it's normal for him to have a penis.
Please wear a diaphragm all the time. Please.
I'm going to find... You know, I have a sex record, actually still on vinyl, of Art Linkletter giving sex like sex lessons to early kids, young kids.
I would love to hear that. You know what I found in my parents' house? Now, I've got to tell you this
a
fast.
Dildo?
No, this is hysterical.
Okay.
My parents, my mother... Raised Presbyterian, Foursquare Baptist Church. My father is an atheist. Okay.
Wow.
I'm going through their albums, their LPs that they've had in the bottom of a cabinet for 3,000 years,
yeah.
And I'm looking at them. And there's Edie Gourmet, and you know the standard stuff. And then I come across "Seeing Israel" with Georgie Jessel.
What?
And it's "Seeing Israel" with Georgie Jessel.
I think I have the same album actually.
I couldn't imagine. It's in perfect condition, and it's a sightseeing tour with Georgie Jessel saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, here we are in lovely Haifa."
Oh, wait a second. I need this. You said you got that USB thing where you can record your
yes,
record.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I need that. I need you to do that for me.
beautiful Haifa, the port city of Israel.
I forgot what I was going to say. I'm sure it was real important. MAE. I'm looking for something to play for Mae West because I like her lots. Let's see. Yeah.
Body spit talk. Wonder what that means, Zilifek.
What?
Zilifek says lots of thoughty spit talk.
Throaty.
Throaty. Oh, throaty.
Did you not spell throat right? How do you spell throat?
No, that's throaty. Throat is O-A-T. There you go.
I thought it was throat.
I thought it was throat.
Lucky Jehovah's Witness. Okay. This is getting insane.
God love you, DC.
Bicycle Mark is becoming a sex symbol.
To Jehovah's Witness sex slave. No, I keep going like the Energizer Bunny DVD.
You know what? Nobody else fucking called you stupid cunts. So get fucked. I don't, you know, you little lurkers that fucking want to criticize every one of my guests, then you fucking come on here and show these people how easy it is to be a guest when you have a lesbian like me. Right?
Right. I'm with you.
It's not so easy to put yourself out there and subject yourself to my abuse.
It isn't.
And you will get it. You will get it. Finally. Oh, dude says you rock.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay,
come listen to my show.
Okay, so go to
iTunes and Auntie Vera Charles or iTunes. Thank you, DVD. Vera Speaks for Real.
And
or the Ural that you love, Madge. The Ural that you love. Vera Speaks podshow.com.
Right. And try everyone and go fuck yourself. And I need more listeners to this show or I'm going to stop. I'm going to keep doing Yeast Radio. That'll never go away. But I need more than 20 viewers. I'm not going to stop. I'm lying. I need it to not go below 20. So please tell your friends to listen to this crap. I mean, this was the other thing that pissed me off. Oprah had some webcast. And everybody, I went to a coffee shop. Everybody was watching this fucking Oprah webcast. And my friend I was spinning with. I'm like, so what are you going to do now? He goes, oh, I got to go home to watch the Oprah webcast. I'm like, Oprah is a TV show. She makes plenty of money, and she's been doing TV for years, and she's very good at it. I do webcasts every day, and I have 20 people listen. Watch my fucking webcast, you douche. You douche. Sharifa Kadoosh. All right, goodbye, Vera. I'm closing the Skype.
I adore you.
Get fucked.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. This is my closing song.
Right this way, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tyra, the dancing marvel of the eighth. It's not a dance of the hands or the feet, but a dance of the midway. Why, she throws discretion to the wind, and her hips north, east, south, and west. Why, look at those eyes.
Why the eyes?
Boy, is it that hard.
Oh, baby, look at that.
Free and easy, my life's my own. I come and go as I please. Just look me over, say I'm plenty known. I take what I want or refuse. I've got the face of a saint. On the level it ain't pain. So beware of these eyes. I'm a devil in disguise. And they call Sister Honky Tonk, I sing a passionate strain that I'm low down again. It's fire and it's flame, so be careful of this thing. And they call me Sister Honky Tonk, get over dirty. They call me Sister Honky Tonk. Do you follow me, boys?
We're heavy, yeah.
No wise cracks now.
Wrap it up and take it home with you, boys.
Oh.
What am I?
Do I make myself clear, boys?
Get out of there. You're telling me.
Oh. break him on his way. I'm not looking for a true man. All you need's a price, come on and pay. I walk and talk like a queen. Ma'am, that's just what I mean. If you'll buy, I'll sell. It's a long band trip to well. And they call me Sister Honky Tonk. I gotta scram now. They call me Sister Honky Tonk. Oh, baby. Oh, come up and see me sometime. Oh, they call me Sister Honky Tonk.
Somewhat awkward in his movements at this time, and this too is perfectly normal.